It's Tom Morgan's Money Talk.
Hi, pal. On the road to extinction, coming after this wee pause. Hello, it is Tom. This show will become extinct on July 12. So let's look back on where we created it, or when we created it. 37 years ago, 10,000 broadcasts ago, we needed a recording booth in those days, and we needed a sound engineer, and he ran the intro, and he cued me, and we used tape machines. The engineer then edited the master tape, and he produced copies, all on small reels of tape, and we shipped these to the many stations that ran the show, and when they finished with one reel, they would mail it back. Wow. Today I sit at a desk in my office at home. That's where I am right now. New miking, new recording equipment, do away with studios. I record directly onto the computer. No tapes required. I send the recording to my computer expert. I send it electronically. And he posts the program on a website, and stations pull the shows off the website, and they broadcast. Voila! A wonder of the modern age. All of radio and TV has gone through the same or similar revolutions, thanks to computers and other electronic equipment. One person produces and distributes what used to require many. When we began Money Talk, computers were big and expensive. There were no cell phones, no email, no internet as we know it. Most people got their news from newspapers and from radio shows on the hour, along with the evening news. Mutual funds were in their infancy. The concept of managed money only existed for multimillionaires. 401k, 403b retirement accounts did not exist. IRAs had begun, but 37 years ago, very few people had them or knew anything about them. Formal financial planning barely existed for people of average income. Advisors had a list of, you know, stocks for growth, stocks for income, just a list, and then they tossed in a few bonds, and that constituted a financial plan. Half the people, or more, who visited a Merrill Lynch-type office were speculators. They were just speculating, just buying and selling individual stocks. In the years that we have been on the air, the investment industry has dramatically expanded. The number of investors has grown by tens of millions. The number of investments they can choose from has grown exponentially. I like to think all of this growth came about because we started the ball rolling when we launched Money Talk on public television and good old radio 37 years ago. More tomorrow. This is Tom, as in Morgan.